That's what you were mafteach us. Now when we said them, when we said this bracha, the bracha will be chal. And Rashi says, "Shetaski ma yodenu kirechsi v'ani avorchem." The Kodesh Baruch himself should also be masking to this bracha, should also make sure the bracha taka takes place. The pasuk says, "Hashkifa mimoyim kotshecha min hashemayim." Hashem looks up like from the shemayim. Amar Rav Chisda, "Ein akahanim rishoyim." Loch of Kishrei Espiyoi Sehem Ad Sheya. Loch of Kishrei Espiyoi Sehem Ad Sheyachzru Pnei Minatiba. In other words, we know when the Kanim Duch and the hands are stretched out and they have the hands in a certain way, two fingers, with a space in between. So when could the Kahanim stop having their hands stretched out? That they have to keep it all stretched out. Until after they finish duchenin, they turn around from the tibur facing towards the Aron HaKodesh. Then they could put their fingers down. But up until then, the fingers should always be spread out the way a kohen does it. The Rashi says, "She'apoyshten espiyasen kishmavorchim." They spread out their fingers when they duchen. Uliyachas shegomru, after they finish duchening, soigrin egra shalhem. Then they could close their fist like anybody else does. So they have to keep it out up until they turn their face around away from the tibur after they finish duchenin. Amar Rav Zeira Amar Chisda, "Ein hakoyra rishoyi likras kahanim, the shliach tibur cannot call out kohanim ad sheyichlo amen lepi atibur, until first the tibur enters amen." Rashi says, "Ein hakoyra mishliach tibur, they're supposed to say kohanim when we have at least two kohanim there, until first the tibur enters amen ad toshim kolchonel adois." Then the tzibur has to answer Amen, and after the answer Amen, then the shliach tzibur first says Kahanim. V'yein haKahanim rishoyim lahascha b'brocha, ad sheyichlo dibur v'pi hakoyra. The Kahanim do not start to make their brocha shekeshom zonzev tzvanu until first the Koyra finishes saying Kahanim. V'yein haTzibur rishoyim lanes Amen. When could the tzibur answer Amen after the Kohen made the brocha? Ad sheyichlo brocha v'pi hakahanim. You have to wait until the Kohanim finishes saying the whole bracha. When they finish saying the whole bracha, then you could go and say Amen. Then after Amen, v'yena Kohanim rishoyim lahaskel bebracha acheres, ha'at sheyichlo Amen mepi atzibur. That the Kohanim cannot start saying yivarechecha until after the tzibur first finishes saying Amen. V'yomer abzei v'yomer alchizda, ein haKohanim rishoyim lahaskel pneyim min atzibur. Even after duchenin, when could the kahanim first change around when could they change their face, turn towards the Aron HaKodesh? When could they turn around? They have to wait until the shliach tzibur first starts to say Sim Shalom. When he starts to say Sim Shalom, that's when the kahanim have a right to turn around towards the Aron HaKodesh, and then they can put their hands down. V'yeinim rishoyim laker raglayim v'leiloch. But they can't leave the place where they duchen. They can't start walking back to their seat until after the shliach tzibur finished. Until after he finished the bracha of Sim Shalom. Rashi means laker raglei means menaduchen. They have to stand up there until the shliach tzibur finishes saying Sim Shalom. Now v'yamru Rav Zeira Amar Rav Chisda. Ein hatzibur rishoyim lanes amen ad shetichla bracha mepi akeira. This is going by Kriyas HaTorah, that when do we enter amen? After the one that got an aliyah finished saying the bracha. And Rashi says, Shabrichas HaTorah, tukhalani mishum netrei kol lemishtamoi. The Yisrael here is always because we can't hear two voices at the same time. So therefore, first you have to let him finish saying the whole bracha, and then we enter amen. And same thing, v'yein hakoyra rishoy likras b'Torah. The b'Torah cannot start reading the Torah ad sheyichlo amen mepi atzibur, until first everybody finishes saying amen after the bracha. Then you can first start leaning. V'yein hameturgum rishoy lahaskel b'targum ad sheyichlo posik mepi atzibur. There used to be the minig that there used to be a b'Torah to read from the Torah, and then there'll be another matargum, somebody to interpret into the language they understood. So the Matargim can't start interpreting it until the laning, the one that's laning the Torah, finishes that posik. V'yein hakoyra rishoy lahaskel the posik achar, ad sheyichlo targum epi atargum. And the lane, the one that the Baal Kaira cannot continue laning the next pasuk until first the Matargim, the one that interprets it, finished the whole pasuk. In other words, always have to be there's only one voice at a time, not to have two voices at the same time. Because we can't hear two voices. Omer Rabbi Tanchum Amir Yishuv Ben Levi. Ha-mafte b'novi, whoever says the Aftera, Tzora, Sheyikra, Matera, Tchila. He's supposed to get maftir. He's supposed to get the last bracha, said the last bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah, and then he says the Aftera. V'yomer Rav Tanchum Amir Yishuv Ben Levi. Ein ha-maftir, Rishoye, La-haftir, b'novi. When could the person start saying the Aftera? He has to wait at Sheyigla Sefer Torah, until the one that has Galila finishes. Because he also has to have the Aftera. So you have to wait until they finish the Galila, and then he starts saying the Aftera. The Yom Rabbi Tanchum Amir Yishuv Ben Levi. Ein Shliach Tzibur Rishoyin Lahav Shit Es HaTeva B'Tzibur. The Sheikh Tzibur cannot take away the Teva in front of the Tzibur. Why? Mifnei Kovet Tzibur, it's not covered for the Tzibur to take it away. So Rashi learns what it means here is that Rashi says, Kol Zaman Sheh Tzibur Beis HaKnesses Shoyadakim Lovi Sefer Torah Beis Acher Sheh Mishtam Abol Beis HaKnesses. They used to bring the Sefer Torah from some house that was more watched into the Beis HaKnesses. Now, when they brought the Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKnesses, a person begodim noyim savavateva, they would put nice clothing, like some nice material, around the Aron HaKodesh. Omanicha noisem b'teichon, they would leave this material inside the Aron HaKodesh. Ugeshayitzin misham, when they would leave the Beis HaKnesses, v'noitel Sefer Torah l'alichoy, the Beis HaMishtamer, at the end, they would take the Sefer Torah back to that house that's very watched. Is lo yashitu abgodim in a teva. They're not supposed to take then these nice material out of the Aron HaKodesh. It's a tircha for the tzibur to have to wait until they take out this material with the Sefer Torah. But rather, right now, they only take the Sefer Torah back to its place. And later, whoever the shamash comes in to take out this cloth. But I call upon him, when the tzibur is there, that's this gemara that ain't shliach tzibur rishoyin lahavshit es hateva. You can't take off this nice clothing, this nice material that we put in the Aron HaKodesh, but if they cover the tzibur. It's not covered, it's like tircha de tzibura, to make them wait till you take this out also. The Yom Rabbi Tanchum Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Ein HaTzibur Rishoyin Lotzeis, Ad Shiyanotel Sefer Torah, V'yaniach B'mkoymai. You're not allowed to leave Shul, until they take out the Sefer Torah and put it back in its place, whether it's taking it out or putting it back in again. You should not leave while they're taking care of the Sefer Torah. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says at sheyetze, until the Sefer Torah goes out first. At sheyetze, yes, let the Sefer Torah go out first. V'lei pliga tenez no machloikis. Hod yika pischa achrina, hod leka pischa achrina. It depends if there's another entrance or exit from the shul or not. So Rashi learns, yika pischa achrina, if there's another exit from the shul, mishenot the Sefer Torah, Lord says there are pischai. When they took the Sefer Torah to take it out, is Haroitza Lotzeh Pesach Acher Yotzei. If somebody now wants to leave the other door, he's allowed to. V'yafilu lo Yotzeh Sefer Torah, you know the Sefer Torah didn't leave yet. But V'leka Leka Pesach Acherin, if there's no other door, then Nochen Sheyotzeh Sefer Torah Tchila. Then it's Nochen to let the Sefer Torah go out first. V'lo Yotzeh Odom Pesach Lefnei Sefer Torah. A person should not go out in front of the Sefer Torah. That's not the Kovetik. If there's only one exit from the shul, and the Sefer Torah is about to take it out now, so you're not supposed to go out in front of the Sefer Torah, but rather let the Sefer Torah go out first, and then afterwards you can go out. Omar Rava Barahino, Asavli, I'll explain it from this pasuk. There is the Russian Chochem, Shishmoy Barahino's Chochem, by the name of Barahino, he explained this to me. Now the pasuk says, Achri Hashem Lekechem Telechu, that after Hashem, then we go out. In other words, after the Sefer Torah goes out, then you have the right to go out. Now, Bizman Shekahanim Mevorchim Esom Mahein Oimrim. When the Kahanim are saying Virchas Kahanim saying these Sukkim, what should the Tzibur say? What is the Tzibur supposed to say? Usun Tzibur Maisa, we don't say anything, but according to some man the Yerim say, you're supposed to say something. The Rashi says, Sheyiru Masbirei Ponim Amoidim Lufonim Abrechoysov. Like this man Yom HaSai, you're supposed to say certain psukim as if to show and say you're happy with these brachas and you want these brachas to be chal. So what should you say? So Amar Rab Zeru Amar Rab Chizda, Baruch Hu Hashem Alochov Gibor Koyach. Say this pasuk. Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav Mishasa Vayser Ritzaynei Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Maisa B'chol Mekaymes Hamshaltoi Baruch Hu Nasri Es Hashem. These are psukim he's supposed to say to show. Rashi said these are Gimel Sholosh Mikroi, saying Kineged Gimel Brachas. There are three psukim in Brichas Kanim. So Kineged that we also say three different psukim of Brachas to show we're waiting and hoping for the Brachas of Hashem. The Musafer the Shabbata on Musaf of Shabbos they duchen a second time by Musaf. What special psukim should you say then? Mahe noimrim, Omer Rabasi, Shir Amalis, Hine Borchu, Es Hashem, Kolav Di Hashem, Sudeh Angredish, Borchu, Es Hashem. Second posik, and the third one is, Baruch Hashem, Metzien, Surchen, Yushloim, Hallelujah. That was by Shabbos, you say a special one. For the Gemara of Aleim, and we want to say also, Yivarechacho Hashem, Metzien, Tehsi, Behu, and Yono, that says in this parasha, Some Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Vitoich Shehischa Bebrechosu Shalakarish Baruchu, Messiah Bebrechosu Shalakarish Baruchu. Since we started to say Psukim about the Brachas of Hashem, we end up also with the Psukim about the Brachas of Hashem. In other words, our Musaf on Shabbos is the second time they duchen then, so you should say different Psukim then. Bimincha de Tainisa, on Mincha of a Taina Sibur, they used to duchen also. On a regular mincha, we don't duchin because we're afraid of shikras. Maybe the people drink then will be shikar. But on the tainus, we're not allowed to drink. So then they used to duchin on a tainus. So a special duchin by tainus of the mincha, mincha's tainus, what psukim do they say then? My amri, om ravachar ba yakov, im avoneinu wano bono Hashem asay laman shemecha, mikva yisro mashiach b'yesoro, lo matik geboritz. Yeah. And lo matia ki yish nidam ki gibor liyuchol yashia. These are the psukim we talk about, but on a tainis, like Hashem should help us. By the winds, another time, a special tefillah that we have, that's on Yom Kippur by Nila. The Nila, the Yom Kippur Ramai, the special Nila, they duchen then also.